So coming up next Saturday, Parramatta, New South Wales, and Australian legend Brett Kenny will be at the Imperial Hotel Singleton from 4 p.m. He's joining us to have a chat about his visit, and also we'll talk a little Origin as well. Brett, how are we doing, mate?
Oh, man, not too bad. Doing okay.
It's the way. Now, I've got to tell you, I can distinctly remember back in 1985, my dad took me to the SCG for the second State of Origin match, and we saw you put on a virtuoso performance as New South Wales secured State of Origin for the very first time. Can I ask you your memories of that wonderful clash?
Yeah, look, I mean, it was a great game. It was always good to play at the Sydney Cricket Ground. We always played the second game there, and back in 85, we actually won the first game at Lang Park. Which was something that we hadn't done for a number of years. So going into game two, we were all very confident because I don't think we'd lost a game at the cricket ground for quite a while. So, it was a great game to be part of. And as you mentioned, I happened to score the last try of the game, but we were in front at the time, so it's not like that sort of won us the game. But I think what it did, it just sealed the game for us. And, it was a great experience, great game to be part of. And it was always good to be... to know that you were part of a team that won the very first State of Origin game for New South Wales, or series, sorry.
Of course, back in those days, you played all your Parramatta football with Peter Sterling inside at number 7. On that occasion, it was Steve Mortar in the 7. Was it a bit different playing with a different bloke in that jersey?
Yeah, I guess it didn't seem to take too long to get used to the way Turvey plays. And I think, over that period of time, you sort of get used to different guys. And as you say, I played alongside Sterling for what would have been 4 or 5 years up till then, and then suddenly playing alongside Steve Mortimer. But I look at it this way. At that level, the quality of players that you've got, it doesn't take too much or take too long to sort of get an idea of how they play and how you can work in with them. And the problem, as I say, it's just the quality of players that a higher quality than what you've got at NRL level.
Turvey strikes me as a really inspirational leader. He certainly seemed to be in that series. Do you think New South Wales could use somebody, equally inspirational these days in State of Origin?
Well, yeah, after the way they performed on Wednesday night, I think, they could probably do with someone like Steve Mortimer to be there and talk to them. And I know he was an inspirational skipper. He was very emotional. We used to, we'd get the bus to the ground. We'd stop out the front of the Cashin Hotel and the people would be throwing cans of beer at the bus, and Turvey would get up and start to talk about, what it was like playing for New South Wales and what we need to do. And the same when we were in Sydney, and you could actually see tears in his eyes. He was that emotional. And of course, went out and performed just as well on the football field. So, it was great to be part of, as I said earlier, and it was also good to win it for him as the skipper, and because of the emotions that he showed, and he was got on very well with the whole team, and he really tried to make sure that everyone in that side felt like they should be part of that team and felt like they should be there, and we all got on so well, and I think that's one of the reasons why we were successful also.
Yeah, you mentioned there not wanting to let Turvey down. I always got the impression that was the same case with Ray Price at Parramatta. You don't want to let these guys down. And I wonder whether leadership is something that's a little bit underestimated these days at elite level sport.
Yeah, it is. I think a lot of people, with the money and situations like that, people look at sport and go, there's not as much emotion there. They're just there for the money. And, sometimes it is good to see players that, do get very emotional. And I think on Wednesday night, they were talking about a few guys got a little bit carried away with things. But that could have been emotions, That could have been them just getting a little overexcited or whatever and getting a little carried away with the situation. But, I think it's always good if you see at least someone in the team showing a bit of emotion, and then hopefully it gets passed on to the others.
Back in your day, that was the standard for State of Origin. I mean, that little tussle the other day was just a taste of what used to be the case back in the 80s, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, that was nothing, But I must admit, I was there at the ground and the crowd loved it. And I think, if they asked the paying fans if they wanted to see that sort of thing happening in Origin, I think you'd get 99% of people say yes. I really think it's unfortunate that The punching and that was prohibited in games now. I'm not saying that we should be doing it all the time, but, you know, Origin, as we spoke about emotions, you know, and that's what it is. The guys get a bit carried away, they get emotional, and you're looking at adult men playing, and there's not a lot of time between them thinking about what they're going to do and what they actually do, and and it just boils over a bit, and it only lasts 5 or 10 minutes, and that's it, and it's all over. And I know with Origin, people always say to me, you know, Brett, I used to love watching it when you guys were playing. You know, you didn't want to miss the first 5 minutes. It was always a fight, you know. And he said, well, that was the way Origin started. And unfortunately, yeah, you know, I understand what they're trying to do, but I really think that, you know, they've got to let guys show their emotions and just do what, I guess, comes natural for a lot of them. A lot, you know, most of the forwards, you'll find that generally they're going to do something to someone, they'd rather punch them than try and tackle them hard.
You're absolutely right. Look, I think it's not so much that people want to see them fighting, they just want to see the passion boil up to the surface. They want to see that they're invested in the result of the game.
Exactly, and they all understand that it's going to last 5 or 10 minutes and then that's it.
Yeah.
They know that, but they say to me, you know, you didn't want to miss the first 5 minutes at the first scrum. There was always a fight, but then they knew for the rest of the game, it was basically playing football and good quality football, and that's what it was all about.
Absolutely true. Look, I could talk Origin back in the 80s forever, but we are here to have a quick chat about why you're coming up to the Imperial Hotel next Saturday. You're going to be signing a Parramatta jersey to be auctioned off, for one.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a fundraiser for a charity. And we haven't worked out what charity yet. We've got a few that we're looking at, and so we're going to just put a bit of a fundraiser on there, and as you say, I'll be signing a Parramatta jersey, and we'll auction that off, and all the proceeds will go to the charity. So we're hoping that we can get a full house, and you know, we'll have a great time, and hopefully people will feel that they've been entertained.
Fantastic. I imagine a few people are going to ask you, can Parramatta finally crack it for a premiership? They've been waiting since 1986. Of course, you were there for all four of Parramatta's successes. Do you think they can do it again?
Oh, mate, the way they're going at the moment, you would have to say no. They're, you know, just not performing consistently enough. I think that's been their biggest problem over the last season. You know, I know that people get happy when they said, oh, well, we've beaten Melbourne. We're the only team to beat Melbourne. We're the only team to beat Penrith. It doesn't matter when they beat them. They've got to make sure they make the grand final. And they haven't been able to do that for a number of years now. And they've just got to get some consistency back in their performances. Look, they've still got another month or so to go before the final start. Final start beginning of September. If they can go through August and win every weekend in August, well, then suddenly now they become a bit of a chance, because they'll be on a bit of a roll. They would have won every weekend. They'd be playing with a lot of confidence. But at the moment, you know, they're winning one, losing one. And yes, it is hard to see them lose against teams that, you know, are below them.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter whether they're below them or above them, they're still losing, and you know, they need to become a little more consistent. They have got an opportunity to do that starting you know, this weekend, and if they can win that and then back it up with another two or three wins and then go into August and win every game that month, well then you've got to say they're a big chance.
Well, there's thousands of Parramatta fans here in the Upper Hunter, and I'm sure they would love to see them go on a run like they did in 2009, inspired by Fui Fui Moi Moi and Jared Hayne, to make it to the grand final. You've got to be in it to win it, don't you?
Yeah, you certainly do, and I think, you know, a lot of it comes down to your preparation, and that's got a lot to do with your conditioners and obviously your coach. And, you know, you've got to try and have your players fresh coming into September. So a lot of times you'll see sides get knocked out of the finals very early, and when you've watched the games, you can see that they do look tired. They've played a lot of football, and I think you'll find the experienced coaches are the ones that freshen the players up, and they'll have them fresh by September. I look at Melbourne, for example. Yes, they're losing a couple of games now, but I tend to think with the experience they've got with their coach and a lot of the players, I think you'll find if they win every game in August, they'll be very hard to beat in September.
Well, certainly when it comes to fitness, I always remembered your old tip, which was not to run onto the field, because why would you want to waste some energy just before you're about to play? That was the tip, wasn't it, Brett?
Yeah, I used to get out there, and I was puffing and blowing, and I'm thinking to myself, this is ridiculous. You know, I don't know whether it was nervous energy or what, but I thought, I saw actually the three Hughes boys playing for the Bulldogs, and they walk out, and I think during a final, and I thought, well, nothing was said, and I think, well, that's me. That's what I can do. I'm not going to. It's a hell of a long way to run from the fence at the Sydney Cricket Ground out to the middle of the field. It was a long way, so I thought I'll start walking, and that's what I did.
Well, it was always a great memory, and you'll be able to remember some more times with Brett Kenny next weekend at the Imperial Hotel. Brett, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat today.
Not a problem.